The sea, I was lost. Now I'm free.
Stay with me,
'cause I believe in you and me.
How great is that?
Beautiful.
Two of the great voices ever. Whitney Houston with Barry Manilow. Barry Manilow, who joins us now. It's been a long time. It is an honor to speak to you again.
Thank you. Hi. Good morning.
Welcome to the Cochran Show. And this is a very cool project, My Dream Duets, because these are all people we don't get to see anymore. And it seems like what you've taken on here is going to help them live on.
I hope you're right. One of my goals, Steve, was to introduce these people to maybe to an audience who doesn't know the sound of, I don't know, John Denver, Judy Garland, Sammy Davis Jr.
Sure.
Or Williams, you know. I mean, maybe there's a group of young people who've never heard these people, and they're all great.
Do you love doing arrangements? Because this kind of, to me, sort of sounds like the ultimate arrangement to try to figure out how to make this work musically.
Oh, it was. I was in heaven, man. When they get, you know, what they did was they took the orchestra off, this company took the orchestra off the original records and just gave me the vocal by themselves. Well, you know, I was just in paradise, just, you know, playing around. I redid all the orchestrations underneath them, and then I made the vocals into duets, like you just heard. And I just had the greatest time doing it, and then we went into the studio and made it sound. It sounds like they were standing next to me yesterday. It's an amazing album.
It's a pretty cool process. David Foster involved?
Well, David's the president of the company. No, but I did this without him.
Yeah, you don't have the management around. For crying out loud, you're Barry Manilow. Get out of the room. I know what I'm doing.
Well, yeah, no, he was. I played it for him, and his eyes bulged out on every cut. It was great to watch him.
It's My Dream Duets, available. That's available on Monday, is that right?
Yeah, Monday or Tuesday. It comes out on the 27th or 28th.
Yeah, My Dream Duets, you know, look, this is not trite in the least. If you love music, you're going to love this album. Which one was the most challenging?
What was the most challenging?
Yeah, of the cuts you do here, which one was the most challenging?
Yeah, it was Whitney, you know, because, first of all, she is the great. This was in her prime.
Right.
Figure out how somebody like me can sing with somebody like Whitney, who brings the church into this record, you know. And I had to really study real hard to figure out how I can make that one into an honest-sounding duet, because I don't sing like that at all. But, you know, I'm very happy with how it came out.
That's the thing that's so amazing, Barry, when we listen to this, is that the music technology has come so far that you can do that. You can strip a track from someone like Whitney Houston. We've seen Tupac appear after death live on stage at Coachella. You know, it's amazing. Like, what's next?
It was an amazing experience. You know, these people that worked on this, you know, the geniuses that helped me put this album together.
Yeah, and we're talking to Barry Manilow, and I don't want to get greedy here, but are you able to do any sort of video thing with any of these tracks?
Yeah, we put together four videos of four of the songs, and so if I actually perform it when I do, I've got four videos that, you know, at least
that?
They can we can show the audience who they were.
That's fantastic.
And to how they sing.
That is absolutely fantastic. You know, I've talked to Barry Manilow many times through the years, and he's always terrific. And you know what he really hates is when I brag about him. So let me just run through a couple of things here. 25 songs in the Hot 100, 11 in the top 10, 3 number ones. Mandy, I Write the Songs, Look Like We Made It. Of course, commercial jingles. Like, if he had a piano, he could sit down and probably still do the Pepsi and the KFC and McDonald's. Did you get any money off of those? Did they pay you for those?
You know, no. You know that State Farm insurance, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yeah.
They're still playing it. I hear it like all day long.
It just haunts you.
You would think that I'm rolling in it from that. But I, you know, as a composer, they just pay you for the writing of the song. They gave me $500, which was great at that time, and then that was it. And they buy it out, and the girl singing the State Farm is on her third Rolls Royce by now.
Yeah, exactly.
Incredible.
She gets royalties, but the composer doesn't. So.
What was the McDonald's jingle?
deserve a break today. Are you old enough to remember
sure,
that?
Sure, of course.
I remember that. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. So get up and get away.
Yeah, so go ahead. And, you know, and I did an American Airlines jingle, and I didn't get it because the melody at the end went down. It went, American Airlines, best for you, and they said you can't go down on an American Airlines commercial.
They didn't like the symbolism.
Well, right.
It's Barry Manilow. It's My Dream Duets. It's out on the, it seems like records always drop on Tuesdays. That's the old disc jockey in me, but this says Monday the 27th. We'll take their word for it.
Yeah, so cross your fingers for us. It's a great album. I mean, really, out of all the duets albums, I just tried to make this one more interesting than everybody else's. I think it is.
The Louis Armstrong track.
For it, that the audiences like it.
I can't wait to hear. What a Wonderful World is one of the greatest songs of all time.
Ever.
And I can't wait to hear that track as well. And, I couldn't be more thrilled for you. Now, there's one on here that's kind of interesting because I don't think people knew that Marilyn Monroe sang. It's certainly younger folks don't know that. Talk about that track for a second.
You know, I did 35 crude demos, and I just went through everybody that I could possibly sing with. I did one on Fred Astaire. I did Bing Crosby and the Andrews Sisters. I just did everything. And then I got to Marilyn Monroe. I said, well, I don't know. And I heard her do from Some Like It Hot, mm-hmm. I Want to Be Loved by You, you know that song.
Yeah, boop, boopy doop.
Right. And she sounded pretty good. So I figured, but this is an odd choice. And I worked on it, and I'm telling you, it doesn't sound bad. I think you'll be surprised at Marilyn and me.
The all-time adult contemporary chart artist, nobody close, over 50 top 40 hits. You sold over, here's the thing, Barry sold over 80 million records so far, and he's been to every house of everybody that bought those records to say thank you.
That is so nice.
That's what a good guy he is. Really excited for you, man. I know you got a lot of people to talk to, but let's do this again.